Hello and welcome. I am Jay Yen Ham, Medical Alchemist. In this audio session, we will work on creating the energy healing that allows you to go from living and survival to celebration and mastery. So, it balances the energy of all your survival archetypes so that they support you to thrive and succeed in life. And this means we're going to eliminate self-sabotaging beliefs and subconscious patterns that undermine your ability to create lots of success in your life. And it's also going to program you to trust yourself, trust that the universe has your back, trust your own gut instincts, stand in your power, ask for things that actually give you joy, and make decisions from a place of joy and celebration rather than from that space of have to, should, must, blah, 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 no regrets. Make decisions from a space of joy and celebration, celebrating you. So let us begin this session by just bringing your attention, your awareness to your breath, and center yourself by bringing awareness to your own heart. And if you choose to close your eyes, that's perfect. And please remember, do not drive or operate heavy machinery while listening to any of my audios, because most people do feel sleepy while listening to them. And I don't do anything to force your mind to be in theta brainwaves. I allow your body to choose when to be in that brainwave pattern if it feels like it. So you have total free will on every level when you are working with my MP3s. And now let me just do a quick clearing. So only that which is in alignment with your highest and best will happen for you, because this is all wonderful source energy. So it's pure potential, pure love, pure light. All right. So in working with the survival archetypes, are child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur. All these archetypal energies are looking out for you, looking out for when you betray your own truth, looking out for when you're selling yourself short, looking out for all the ways you are choosing for you or against you. Choose for you, you enhance survival. Choosing against you, you create issues. So, we all have subconscious beliefs that were created in the pre-verbal stage of our lives, or in the first 7 years when our minds are very open. And we learn from our parents. And we're going to just release for each and every person listening to this audio what the top 10 or top 20 self-sabotaging beliefs are for you. We're going to release all that now. And then the top 10 behaviors that sabotage your success. And let's release all that now. And one of the things that makes it easy for us to betray ourselves is that we look to the outside for validation. When we look to the outside for validation, we skip out on the beautiful wisdom within us. So what would it take for you to trust your gut instincts and be a self-validating person? And everything that does not allow that, we're going to release all that to the light now and let it all be transformed in the light. All the hidden loyalties to one or both parents that keeps you from trusting yourself and being in your own power and making choices that support you. We're going to release all those hidden loyalties now. All hidden loyalties to belief systems or religions or spiritual traditions that turn you away from your own truth. We're going to release all that now. And what will it take for you to know that the universe always has your back no matter what? And anything that does not allow you to really know that, you're going to release all that to the light. So what will make it safe for you to stand in your own truth all the time? So let's have your guides and angels show you what it's like for you to embody your divine sovereignty with total ease at all times. And take some gentle breaths, and anything that does not allow you to embody your divine sovereignty for total ease, we're going to destroy and uncreate all that now. And one of the ways we all betray ourselves is we are afraid to ask for what really gives you joy, and we ask for what we think we should ask for rather than what we really want to ask for. So what would it take to change that so that you feel free and natural and relaxed for you to ask for exactly what it is that brings you joy, happiness, and a sense of fulfillment, and maybe even a sense of empowerment? And everything that does not allow that, we're going to release all that to the light now. And everywhere where you feel like you really just don't even know what to ask for, or that you don't know what you truly desire. So, hiding what you truly desire, wherever that pattern of energy comes from, we're going to release that now because it's safe for you to know what your heart truly desires. It's safe for you to know. It is okay for you to know. And in fact, you're the only person that actually knows what your heart truly desires. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to know what you truly desire. That brings you fulfillment and joy, and you cannot get it wrong because no one else can know, so you cannot get it wrong. And you cannot get life wrong. You cannot get you wrong. That's wonderful. So now what would it take for you to choose for you to make choices that are self-validating and life enhancing? That is, choices that expand your reality. So everywhere where you're playing small, let's release all that. Everywhere where you are just duplicating what your mom or dad did in life, we're going to release those patterns and all hidden loyalties to them. All the limiting definitions of you that you bought into that keeps you from creating a really expansive, fulfilling life. We're going to release all that now. Any and all issues. So let's begin with financial issues. All financial issues that keep you from being able to celebrate your life, celebrate you, have more joy in life. Let's release all that now. Any work-related situations that keep you from being able to choose joy and choosing to celebrate you, we're going to release all that now. Any relationship or relationship dynamic that keeps you from being able to choose from a space of joy and be really expansive and happy, let's release all that. And all the other hidden blocks that keep you from choosing to have more joy, to have fulfillment in your life, let's release all that. Anything that keeps you from celebrating life, celebrating you, let's release all that. So any other hidden subconscious, unknown patterns, energies that sabotage your successes in life, let's release all that. Any hidden patterns and energies that keep you from having happy, loving relationships, let's release all that now. Any limiting beliefs you bought into that keeps you from really owning your own power, let's release all that now. All the masks you wear and all the masking of your own intelligence, your own brilliance, your own genius, your own beauty, your own magnificence, let's release all that now. Any self-sabotaging behavior that just locks up your body, your joints, your muscles, let's release all that now. everything that locks up choice. Let's release all those patterns that take away choice, especially taking away choosing from a space of joy and expansion. Let's release all that. And what is it that you truly want to create in life that allows life itself to be a real celebration, a real win, a real space of joy for you? So, who would you have to be And so who would you have to be brings up just a lot of tightness for people, but you are already so many things. And I find that when we look at all the beautiful archetypal energies that are already working in us, it allows you to expand your sense of you. So let's play with the many different archetypal energies that are already in you, and that allows you to really have a sense of self that's very expansive and powerful. So let's begin with the water element archetypal energies of the philosopher. So that's all the wisdom archetypes, and that includes the philosopher, the wisdom keeper, the sage, the teacher, and whatever you choose, that is right for you. And bring that energy in, and just take a deep breath and allow that part of you to just really receive and expand. And allow you to really know that that is you. You have wisdom. That is you. And we all have power archetypes, and that they are related to the wood element. So power archetypes, anything that helps you, gives you the power to move forward in life, like the pioneer, the innovator, the CEO. So how are you a CEO in your life? And how can you show up as the CEO of your life? How can you show up as the visionary healer or the pioneer that you are? Because you are that. And just breathe that in and allow yourself to know you do have power. You absolutely do. And how the power in you is expressed in the world depends on what archetypal energies feel comfortable to you. Yes. And so we all have a service archetype. Perhaps you are a healer, counselor, teacher. Many ways to be of service. And when you're not being of service, you may become a servant to others. So let's release that and release all the indenture servant energy so that you can be fully you, being the most amazing version of you that is in service to the divine, or to the divinity within. And that's beautiful. Yes. And we all have creative energy, so we all have creative archetypes. Maybe you're an alchemist, you're an artist, writer, novelist, poet, There's many ways to create. Maybe you're an engineer, web designer. All those beautiful ways to allow inspire ideas to express themselves through you. So let's bring in the energy of that aspect of you, the creative archetype, however it chooses to express itself through you. All right. And now we all have a joy archetype, because joy, passion, brings so much to life. So how are you able to spark joy and passion in your life? So the joy archetype can be the comedian, the magical, innocent child, the clown, sometimes actors and actresses. What is that in your life, and how is that being expressed through you? And so now, who are you willing to be that would allow you to create the most amazing life? And there's so much to you, so many different aspects to you. How can we bring all that together so that you create a life that celebrates your uniqueness, celebrates your genius, your talents, your joy, your passions? So what else would you like that would allow your life to be a celebration? And bring all that energy in now. And any blocks to keeping you from creating a life that really allows you to celebrate, any blocks to that, any resistance to that, I'm going to release all that to the light now. So who are you willing to be that would allow you to celebrate your life and have life itself be such a beautiful, amazing source of celebration, source of inspiration, and magnificent creation? Yeah, beautiful. Bring that in now. And you are amazing and magical. Thank you. Thank you for playing with me today. And this session now comes to an end. And many, many blessings to you.